This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you very much, Jude. Good morning. The City of Port Phillip respectfully acknowledges the Yalakut Willem clan of the Boomerang, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past and present, and we acknowledge and uphold their traditional relationship to this land. Some acknowledgements, of course, State Minister for Equality and Member for Albert Park, Martin Foley, Victorian Pride Centre Chair, Jude Munro, my fellow councillors, Deputy Mayor, Catherine Copsey, Tim Baxter, Andrew Bond, David Brand, Louise Crawford, Dick Ross, and Oggy Simic. And of course, to you all here today, welcome. Port Phillip Council is tremendously proud that Fitzroy Street has been chosen as the home for Australia's first Pride Centre. Be up here tonight, or today, this morning. but, you know, I have to recognise that I'm here that represents a fantastic team that's put together this bid. So I want to acknowledge that and give them all a round of applause. Our council has made an investment of $13 million to this important project, as we can't think of a better location for the Victorian Pride Centre than the heart of St Kilda. For decades, the LGBTIQ people have been welcomed and valued for their contribution to St Kilda's unique character and social culture. In fact, of all the Victorian municipalities, the largest number of cohabitating same-sex couples live in St Kilda. Happily. Our council's long-standing and continuing support for the LGBTIQ community includes the Pride March, which we have sponsored from the very first march along Fitzroy Street 22 years ago. DNA. This rich and inclusive history makes today's announcement even more meaningful to Council. We're excited that Council's significant contribution and the Victorian Government's $15 million commitment will result in a fantastic place for the LGBTIQ and broader Victorian community to meet, collaborate, share ideas and enjoy social and cultural events. As well as enriching St Kilda culturally and socially, the Victorian Pride Centre will also accelerate the rejuvenation of Fitzroy Street by bringing a raft of economic benefits to Port Phillip and Victoria. We expect these economic benefits will include centre staff and volunteers, and the many visitors and tourists drawn to this new landmark, shopping locally and enjoying Port Phillip's varied attractions. So, on behalf of my fellow councillors, we look forward to continuing our partnership with the Victorian Government and the Pride Centre Board forever. Of our unmatched historical and continuing commitment to inclusion, and can't wait to welcome the Victorian Pride Centre as a valued member of our diverse community. Thank you very much.
To an end, but I did just want to end by there's someone here who's not here that we do need to thank, and that's Commissioner Roe Allen, who is in the far back blocks of Horsham, delivering the LGBTI roadshow again as a fact that this isn't just about a place. This is about a change of culture. This is about a change of attitude. And whether it's here in St Kilda or in Horsham, the equality agenda is unstoppable in this state, and this will be a significant milestone event. So can I too thank Robada, Trish and the whole team, and please feel free to hang around and really do mark this important milestone today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.